Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well and having a fantastic week. We find ourselves in the middle of autumn, the beginning of October, and the weather this week has been absolutely perfect for gardening. Not too hot, not too cold, nice sunlight. It has been absolutely lovely. I was talking to a few people about this week, funnily enough, and we've all sort of said this is a time of year we actually love being out in the garden. The only trouble is the evenings do get dark quite rapidly and early, and that is a little bit annoying. But I do find that when we get dark evenings, I tend to try and bring my gardening indoors in the evenings. And during these dark evenings, what I've actually been doing, I mean, it hasn't been dark yet, I know, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I've been diving through my seed collection, just getting those organized and making my plans for next year. Because I have so many seeds, what I end up doing is any out of date seeds I throw in the bin. Now, technically, you could still grow some of these seeds, but I end up with so many seeds that I just feel I'm holding onto them for nothing. And that's something me and my wife are trying to sort of reduce the amount of stuff that we hold onto for nothing. Because, we don't have the space really. Anyway, it's been quite a good week so far. We've had a lot of chats about this, and it is nearly the weekend. And we all love a good weekend, don't we? And I, as you know by now, I like to share my plans for the weekend. Now, this weekend, we are going to be dedicating quite a bit of time to planting out our onion sets and our brassicas. These are things like our spring cabbages and our kale, all of which need to be going into the ground. And these are going to be going in both on our plot at home, but also down on the allotment. I want a few onions at home, a few brassicas at home, but the majority will be down on the allotment. Now, if time allows on the allotment, I'm also hoping to tackle a few other tasks, including dismantling an old compost bin and digging out the soil in order that I can start moving the shed that I have there. Meanwhile, at home, a thorough shed tidy up is in the works. And this is just to ensure we have easy access to things like our fleeces. It's worth pulling those out as well to check the condition of them, make sure they are going to be okay to get us through the winter. I want those ready so if we do get a suddenly cold snap, I can pull those out and pop them over my plants to protect them. Now, another thing I'm going to be doing at home is just checking some of my wood. I always keep a bit of wood available, and I'm thinking that actually on the allotment over the winter months, I might build another small bed. And this is going to be using some of the wood that I have in my wood pile. So I'm just going to check it over and make sure I've got the right wood that I plan to do that with. And that way, I can hopefully build this other bed. This is going to be where the shark's fin melon is at the moment. Just, we need the shark's fin melon to die down. That's my plans for the weekends. I'm sharing these with you, not just to a glimpse into my gardening world, but in hopes it might inspire you to take on a few tasks like I'm talking about in your own green spaces this weekend. Now, today I sowed a fantastic herb known as dill. Dill is known for its very distinct flavour and excellent pest deterring properties. Dill typically finds its place in the gardens during the warmer months, but what I've decided to do is we're going to grow this in our kitchen windowsill at this time of year so that we can get some harvests, some autumn, winter, and maybe even into spring. Now, you could, of course, grow these in a greenhouse as well, but when it gets really cold, they might need a bit of extra heat. So I would recommend growing them in a pot, and then if it does suddenly drop, you can always put them into your kitchen windowsill, or any windowsill for that matter. So how do we go about growing these dill seeds? So what I've done is I've just filled a plastic pot, standard plastic pot up with some good multi-purpose compost. And then I've just scattered a few of the dill seeds on the surface and covered them with a thin layer of compost. Now, since we want to keep a continuous supply of these herbs going into the winter months, it is best to only sow a few seeds at a time, and then in a few weeks more, sow a few more seeds, and so on and so on. And potentially you could end up even keeping these seeds on until the spring next year if you want to. So yeah, only sow a few seeds at a time if you want to keep them going. You don't need to sow the whole lot in one go. Now, what we're going to do, place the pot in a sunny windowsill or in the greenhouse and just make sure the soil remains consistently moist. And pretty soon those seeds will germinate. As the plant grows, harvest the leaves as needed. Dill's distinct flavour makes it an excellent companion for fish dishes. So please do go give it a try, and it's well worth doing. Now, as I said, I've sown my seeds. I'm looking forward to seeing how they get on over this time. I've grown it this time of year quite a few times. I think we did it last year, looking through our notes as well. But I would love to know how it turns out for you. This is another conversation I've been having this week, actually. It's very easy, I believe, for gardeners to say what works in their own garden. But what we really need to see is a good wide range of different gardens to see what happens in everyone else's. And this is something I'd like to know more about, how these plants get on in your own garden. One example for me, I'm on a very heavy clay, so I'm sowing my garlic and my onions, so I can't sow those that deep at the moment unless it's one of the deep field beds where we've added plenty of compost. But because it's a heavy clay, the dampness around the bulbs, the garlics or the onions would just cause them to rot away over winter. However, you're on a sandy soil. My old allotment was on a sandy soil. You can go deeper, which means they tend to stay moist for a bit longer or able to find water. The trouble with sandy soil, of course, they need a lot of watering at the same time. So yeah, I always think it's good to try and find out how our different gardens react with different things. So please do keep me informed with what's going on in yours. I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Don't forget to take a moment for yourself and enjoy your garden this weekend. I think it is a great thing to do, your garden or allotment for that matter. And I'll look forward to speaking to you on Sunday. I've also got a live show on Sunday, which is a show us your plot thing. And Monday's podcast is almost ready. We've just got to do the diary sections. Right, guys, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.